When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, this is Mallory Irvin and it's time for all of us to live fully. It's so important in this crazy world of ours that we stay connected, inspired, and motivated to be and do our best. And that's not always easy. I'm here with my guests and friends to share the stories and lessons we've learned to help you live your best life every day and truly begin living fully. Let's make it happen and get started with today's episode. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully Podcast. Boy, do I have a treat for all of y'all. Okay. So, I've had a lot of killer guests on this podcast. Would you like to know the two most requested guests? Number one, my dad, and number two, Maddie Nelson. This podcast is a follow-up to a podcast that I did with Maddie about a year ago, I would say, and that podcast has been listened to by hundreds of thousands of you who have continued to request that Maddie come back on the podcast and share more of her words of wisdom and her amazing journey to choosing the life that she wants. She talks about listening to the voice of God, how you've got to get away from like the noise and distractions to do that, about saying yes to things and saying no to things to choose the life that you want. And I know that that sounds cliche, but Maddie does it in a really special way and explains it in a way that's very approachable. And I think that that's why her podcast that I did before is just one that resonates over and over and over, even a year later. We talk about really beautiful subject too of service. And we talk about people in their early 20s and the advice that we would give to ourselves if we were in our early 20s. We talk about marriage and kids and running a business and everything under the sun. So I am so grateful that my friend Maddie could come on here for podcast number two. So without further ado, Maddie Nelson. So I'm here with the bearer of the light herself, Maddie Nelson.
Hi. Hi, Mallory. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. Y'all, this took us a really long time to nail down because Maddie is a busy woman and in high demand.
Okay. Yeah, that's you.
You have no idea. I know a lot of people listening to this podcast today will be people who have been the people requesting for a whole entire year. And I appreciate everybody's patience as we've come around to this. And your podcast was like the most beloved podcast that I've done. Episode number 47. Oh. Hundreds of thousands of listens. It was a real gift to a lot of my listeners. So I want to start this off by saying thank you for that.
Thank you for having me, letting me share my story. I think that was the first time I really put like my entire, literally my life story out there in one place. Mm-hmm. So thanks for making that possible.
Of course. It is a special thing for people to want to hear and know that part of you, but it's also something that you have to be willing to share and open to sharing because then once it's out there, like it's out there,
you know, I know. Before we talked today, I was thinking, oh my gosh, what did I even talk about on the last podcast?
Well, I re-listened to it and why I think so much of that resonated is because you touch on things that a lot of people just feel. There's a lot of, we've talked about this. There's a lot of like toxic positivity, toxic authenticity, toxic.
Yes.
Everybody is acting like, you know, they've got all the answers. And I think a lot of people do have a lot of experience and a lot of answers. But the things that you talked about that I think really resonated were saying no to certain things in life and yes to certain things in life to create this beautiful life, giving God space so that you can even hear his voice in this loud and crazy and busy world. And I think a really big thing that you touched on that in my DMs and people's reposts that I see is just this feeling of things are like sort of right, but I know this isn't like where I'm meant to be. Like your broken engagement, like your job that you loved, but you decided to leave.
Yeah.
There are so many things in your life that have been an example to people that have that feeling. And I think a lot of people have made the jump because of listening to this podcast.
That's just crazy to me. And I feel like that's my why, is that if I can share anything, it's just for girls to, and I don't have the answers, you know, like you just said, a lot of people have the answers. I don't have the answers. I have vulnerability that I'm willing to share, and I'm willing to share my story. So maybe you can just learn something from it. But I just hope that girls know they don't have to settle, and they don't have to, and like you, they don't have to settle for an average life.
They don't. And like you can choose your life. That's the, it was the passion project that I wrote my book about, that Maddie is, I picked one social media person in the mix of all my amazing endorsers.
I can't believe
I know my woman, I know who I want. I want Maddie. We have so many like beliefs, and not only were we married at the same time, had kids at the same time.
Yep.
We'll probably have a third one at the same time because we're really on track. I love the way that you show up in the world and the positive person that you are. So I think that there's no better place to start than that.
Okay.
You said this off the podcast, but we live in a yes world. Everyone wants to say yes to everything, everybody. Mm-hmm. It is more, 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 better, better, better. I'm doing this. Let me show you. Watch.
Yes.
And I think that something that's important for people to know are the stories of the middle, are the stories of the things that you had to do to get to that sparkle that you have when you show up on social media. So let's talk a little bit about that starting out, because one of the most asked questions, because I did poll my social media peeps and they just wanted to know how you stay so positive and joyful in the midst of a very, I'm using the word chaotic, but I don't mean chaotic in a bad way, season in life. How do you do that every day?
Okay. This is it's a hard one, because I feel like in general, who I am is a positive person. And you and I talked about this off the podcast, but we both were raised in positive homes where like bad moods weren't really allowed. Not that you weren't allowed to be in a bad mood, but it was always flipped into a positive thing. If I was complaining, or if there was, you know, if I had a bad day at school with bad friends or whatever, my parents always kind of helped me to get out of that. And I think that's why I loved my parents so much, is because, and obviously still do, I talk to my mom about everything, but it was always, you could pause.
No, you're saying, you're saying it correctly. You're saying it's the exact thing that I dealt with too in my own home. And I think today in the world today, people, and I do believe you need to sit in the negative emotions.
That's for
part of our main message. However,
for sure,
I think that there's a way as a parent or as a person to not be so snap out of it and to be like, let me guide you toward the positive, because
let's walk through this.
It's like a moth to a flame. I mean, when you focus on the things that are good in your life,
right,
and when you can shorten that time that you sit in the bad, I think that it only makes for a happier existence.
Right. It's and I believe if you seek a happy life, if you seek the good things in your life, you're going to find it. If you seek your favorite things about your husband, you're going to see them every day. If you seek the negative and the things that bother you about your husband or him leaving the cabinets open, you're going to see that. You're going to find that every day. So I feel like for me, it's just trying my best to seek the good moments, the positive things that are in my life, and not focus on the negative. And
exactly.
It's much easier said than done. Of course, I have bad days. I know you do too. And I think that having David, who's also a really positive person, to help me snap out of it has been such a blessing, especially for our marriage. Like we never really sulk together. It's always like,
oh,
okay, let's,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, it is, because someone can bring you up or bring you down. And it's so nice when you have a person who, it's like a seesaw. Like
yes.
You have that balance in that. Yang. And I had someone one time tell me, I love what you just said. Like if you, and you do hear that a lot, you hear focus on the positivity. Someone said it to me in a different way recently, and it was really cool. And it's really helped me. And we, especially like we're, if you are married, you have things, you have resentments, you have things, annoyances, you have so many little things you could grasp onto and focus on. Of course, that's going to make a different marriage than if you look at all the good qualities that your husband has. And I remember Kyle had done something, and I don't even remember what it was, but I was just stewing on that for like a week and going on and on about something. And we were getting ready to go on a trip or something. And she said to me, if you can just put that resentment about that in a jar and set it on the shelf for this trip, you can pick it back up and like deal and kind of deal with it and see what you want to do with it when you come back. But if you could just put it on a shelf, like just for a little bit. And that was very,
I love that.
That was a real tool for me. And I'm not saying brush things under the rug.
No, there are things that you're going to,
don't deal with them, but just put it on a shelf and let's focus on the time, the good times ahead and the,
you know,
if David hadn't packed the dang Mickey Mouse ears for you going to Disney and you were mad about that the whole time you were at Magic Kingdom, if we want to talk Maddie language.
Exactly. I was literally just thinking about that. So David and I do this thing where we kind of like check each other from a distance. Mm-hmm. Like he can feel me out. I remember it was right before the kids started school and I was really overwhelmed. We had a lot going on with Tallulah and I had something going on with a friend and it was just, I had a lot going on. And those are things that I don't publicly share on Instagram because you don't want to always air your dirty laundry,
No. And sometimes you can't.
And sometimes you can't. David looked at me that morning and he was like, we're taking it the day. We're taking a family day. And I feel like we have a really good way of gauging each other and just checking those lines and making sure that like we are both, our cups are being filled how they need to be filled. And like going to Disney, it's kind of like if we can see each other falling into a rut and not, I'm not saying that you need to go to Disney to do that.
But if you're
a nice place to go. It is a nice place to go. But if you're falling into a rut and it doesn't even just have to be your marriage, but like your family and your kids. And sometimes you just have to take that break. You have to look at each other and say like, okay, that, you know, we got to go take a family day. We got to go to the zoo. We need to go do something.
It's such a breath of fresh air. We have, you know, we were talking about this off the podcast. So like, you know, you have a huge business with several employees, but Matt, I have my business and that I'm hiring more and more people into my business. I used to want to do it all myself. Maddie also used to want to do it all herself. Maddie and I both still pretty much do too much ourselves, but it's because like, you know, it's so important, but you do really have to have people that can know you well enough to be able to shine a little bit of light in there when it's getting a little bit dark. What an amazing thing when that person can be your partner and your husband.
If
you're not a person that's married, that person can be a friend. And if you have a friend, your family, especially, but also like if you have a person, when you are shining light is kind of spilling darkness into your life. I think that's something that as you get older and into your 30s, you reassess.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
You don't have time for anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where I went off with the tangent of light and darkness from the Disney conversation, but here we are. But you know,
but it's true. If David forgot my ears, he would not hear the end of it.
He would not hear the end of it. Mm-hmm. He would not hear the end of it. Something that was asked over and over, and since we're talking a little bit about like what we had talked about on the other podcast that we had done together and extending that conversation.
Yes.
A lot of people ask about the feeling. So it could be a feeling that someone's having in a job or in an engagement or a relationship or a feeling about anything. It can be anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when that feeling is a feeling that's prompting you to make that shift? Because life is full of ebbs and flows and you're always mm-hmm. going to feel up and down. That is just mm-hmm. part of life.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know when you feel like it's a nudge from God in your own experience in your life?
Man, it's a really hard question because in each season, so with every leap of faith that I've taken in my life, I feel like in each season, it was a different nudge. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it was like a whisper. Sometimes it was a roar. Sometimes it was everything falling into place. And then sometimes nothing fell into place. And I had to kind of like knock and say, hey, like, are we doing this?
Yeah.
But I feel like in your heart of hearts, you know. Yeah. And if God is calling you to something, if you feel like you're really being led to something, he's going to equip you for it mm-hmm. no matter what. And sometimes you're going to have to like fight for it a little bit, you know, like your marriage or things like that. If you really want that, like you're going to have to fight for it and do the work. And then sometimes it's going to be easy and these doors are just going to open for you. But I think you just have to listen and you have to like get in the quiet place.
Yeah.
And really just listen and wait. And if it's signs for you, ask God for signs. He'll give them to you. Seek and you'll find it. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
if you want to see him, he'll show himself to you. And I don't mean to get all like cheesy and spiritual on you, but I really do believe it. Mm-hmm. You know,
and it's not cheesy and spiritual. I think it's the truth that you live out. And it's the truth that I hope that I live out every day. I love what you said though, that the nudge is different in every situation and in every season. And
right.
You have to listen to or be open to feeling that.
Yes.
And it's very hard when the world is really noisy around you.
Yeah.
We're in such a noisy world where every
really
single second is filled with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you are such a great example of trying to find space to mm-hmm. feel that feeling and to mm-hmm. hear that voice.
Mm-hmm.
And something that you just said too that I love that's a big part of your story is sometimes you have the feeling, you make the move, and even though it's the right decision, you may not feel good yet.
Right.
So post the engagement that you walked away from that we discussed in the first podcast, which I'll link in the bio.
I questioned everything, Mallory.
Yes. You're like,
questioned everything.
God.
Yes. I thought my life was over. Yeah. I'm like, but I know this is the right decision, God, but why are you torturing me?
Yes. Yes.
And there are sometimes when you are following that nudge and it is the right thing, but it's not going to feel right immediately. And you just have to push through.
You just have to push through. Don't go back. Just trust that it was the right decision.
Yes.
And like, even though we've started this podcast talking about positivity and light and joy, like life is certainly not all butterflies.
No.
And it is okay to sit in those unsure seasons once you mm-hmm. made that decision. Because look mm-hmm. at the beautiful life that came from that. Things have to be moved around and shifted in the universe for you to arrive to, I believe, during those periods of time.
Yeah.
Everything moves 100 miles an hour now. So it's hard to sit.
Right. And I think it's really easy right now. We live in a life where there are opinions everywhere.
Yeah.
So say if I wanted to, even with Tallulah, if I wanted to start Tallulah, this was 3 years ago, and my mom believed in me 1,000,000% and David believed in me 1,000,000%, but there were a lot of other voices
including
my life at the time. Yeah. Including my dad, who like really thought it was a joke. I didn't even talk about it on Instagram because I didn't want the voices. Yeah. And I think there are certain things in our life, and especially in our life right now, on Instagram and social media. And I feel like everybody just wants to share their dreams and share everything that's going on in their life. And I feel like there are some things that just need to be yours until you see them like into fruition. Do you know?
Yes.
It's always, I have a surprise. I have a secret. I have this.
I know.
And sometimes it just needs to be yours so that you don't have all of those voices.
Yes. I wrote a whole chapter in the book that you're about to get that'll arrive to your doorstep. And it's all about like how I've learned in my life to ignore the noise. A lot of times.
How do you do it?
I know the answer. And I get so distracted by the noise of comparison or just the literal noise that is in my house all the time, or the noise of social media, or the noise of distraction in my business. And a lot of time, sometimes I don't know my way forward, but I've got to give myself some time to find that way. But sometimes I do. And I can't even hear that answer in my own head because all I'm doing is just listening to the everything around me. And I think that that's a skill that if you can master that, hearing God's voice, I think first and foremost, like we have to discuss, but hearing your own voice.
Yeah. And trusting yourself and saying, no, I'm going to do this. Even if you doubt me, I'm still going to do it.
Yes. And like, look where you are now with 30 something employees, your 55th warehouse. That's like 1 million square.
Second warehouse.
You're absolutely just crushing it because you went out on a limb. You listen to your own voice. And it's really hard too when an anti-voice is well-meaning, like a family member. But you have to remember, they didn't walk the same path as you. I don't think your dad was selling stuff out of his closet on Instagram. 30.
No.
He may have been, but I didn't know Instagram was around. But you have to take it all with a grain of salt and then listen to yourself. Thank goodness you did. Thank goodness you did. Okay. So a lot of people ask this question to both of us about, we have children that are the exact same age apart, the exact same age.
Yeah.
We've both got a 3.5-year-old and a 2-year-old. And that is a noisy, busy season.
Yeah.
So
very
first, my question is, how much planning and organization do you do in your life in general? Or are you just kind of living? Because I'm just kind of living.
Me too. I am not a planner. So I have my acrylic calendar.
I know.
It still has August on it. Steven was like, you need to change that. It's October, girlfriend.
You need to change August. Yeah, you skipped the whole month of September.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not much of a planner.
So, and go. Keep going. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I feel like that's not normal. I feel like moms are very much planners. So sometimes I doubt myself or feel a little bit insecure about that maybe I would be a better mom if I was a better planner.
No.
But that's just how we roll.
That's just how we roll too. And I think there are certain things in your life that you can put into place that are non-negotiables, that are just as powerful as an organized pantry and a filled out planner with the right month. And I think that those things are values.
Yes.
If you have a value system in place which I know you do from conversations that we've had in the past, which one of your values is like keeping God in your marriage, keeping God in your children's lives and your faith first and foremost, family, like family time, literal time. Yeah. Like I will put my family before my business. I think that if you can have your values organized and planned out, you can go with the flow and still live a really intentional life and be an intentional parent and wife.
Yeah.
I really love it that you also kind of just fly by the seat of your pants, which you can do, but also like within a business, you do have people that are helping you operate those things that do have to be set in place.
Exactly. You know, I have my sales scheduled and all of that stuff scheduled. Anything that has to do with Tallulah is scheduled. But a few years ago, actually, David and I, it was right when we had started Tallulah. So this was like 3 Christmases ago. We were just learning how to work together. We'd been working together for like 3 months at this point. Easton was 5 or 6 months old, and we had so much going on. And right before the New Year's, David and I sat down and he was like, we're going to create buckets for this year. If it doesn't fall into the bucket, we're not doing it.
Love it.
Because our lives were chaos, like literal chaos. I felt like we didn't have enough time for our extended family. We didn't have any time for friends. We didn't have enough time for, like, it was just craziness. And we really had, you know, these huge dreams for Tallulah. So our buckets that year, I think, were family, health. That was for David. It was more about like his fitness and getting back on track and feeling good about his health. Tallulah was a bucket. And I think it was saving money for a house or something like that was a bucket. And it wasn't, we didn't have friends on our bucket. And that was really hard because we said no to a lot of friends that year. And we lost actually a lot of relationships because we weren't prioritizing friendships, but that wasn't in our season of life that year. And that was okay. And I feel like right now it's like, you have to have community and all these things going on in your life. But sometimes you just need to hunker down and focus on your husband or focus on your kids.
Oh,
and
I love that.
And it didn't fall into our bucket. And recently, you know, in the past year or two, we have had friends as a bucket and our friendships have flourished. And the ones who stuck through are still here. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's okay to be selfish with our time sometimes. And it's, you know, I don't have a crazy schedule, but I do have the 4 important things each year, or 5, you know, it really just depends on what the year is like and what our free time is like, but that's really helped us. We stick to the buckets. David will say like, no, it doesn't fit. Yeah.
I love that because you've answered that question in such a beautiful way, because the extension of that question was, how do you deal with stress like in these busy times? And that's the answer.
Yes.
Is that you prioritize and you found this really cool tool, which I think anybody listening could do. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know that you have to have, Kyle's always on board and David's typically like Kyle and David, you know, they're on our team. We work together. Like we've found ways, but a lot of people listening to this, if they are married or have someone that they're dating or whatever, they may not be completely on board. And the person that they are with may think it's kind of silly. And they're like, we don't need to do that. You know? You can always try and do it yourself first.
Yes,
and
then yourself.
People around you can see
the change.
Really dealing with a lot, but she seems really happy and she's not stressed. And I think that's a really beautiful tool. A lot of people ask for advice to like your 20-something self or advice to 20-year-olds ish looking for purpose. And I like that question because I was a 20-year-old. Looking for people to give me the answers to. I know now at 30 something that you learn the answers as you live your life. But a lot of times, you know, you get these little nuggets of information and they give you peace about something that you're in, or they give you guidance to somewhere you're wanting to go. So what is a piece of advice? And it doesn't have to be something Hemingway and just epic.
Yeah.
What is the advice that you would give to a 20-year-old?
I would say, okay, so I'm 31 now. Mm-hmm. I learned
30
all.
30 wonderful.
I love it. And I learned pretty much all of my life lessons in my 20s. My 20s were crazy. I think I lived 3 different lives. I would say, go serve somebody. Go get out of your head, get out of your own little life, get out of your own little circle and go serve somebody. That is where I learned the most, whether it was the family that I nannied for, people in Haiti, learning to serve my husband. There were so many things. Look at, I have little boys on scooters outside my window right now in Batman costume and a diaper.
I love it. Oh.
But go serve somebody, whether it's like, even your grandmother, if you're in your 20s and you have a grandmother, go serve her. You'll learn more from her than you will a job. Or if you have this dream that you want to work in a fashion industry, go, you know, be an intern. Just do something that isn't so self-gaining and go serve somebody.
Oh, that's such a beautiful answer.
Yeah.
I think that's why so many good things have come to you in your life. Later on, it was making the hard decisions and listening to the calling. But it's also this beautiful vein of service that it's a thread that I feel like has followed you from these stories that I hear from your 20s. And it's that thread that still continues like at 31. I still feel that you're serving the single women that work for you, Tallulah, and you're serving your friends and you're serving your community. And I think we really live in a world where serving yourself has become put on a pedestal. Yes. And while I do not, I am not a person that's going to sit here and say like, just, you know, completely give everything that you have.
Right.
Of yourself.
In order to give, you have to be full.
Absolutely. And I totally believe in that cliche, like you've got to have some water in your bucket to pour it out. I do believe
Me
that.
Too.
However, I think that the scales have been tipped a little bit in the direction of self-serving. And I think it came along with the front facing camera and social media. And I think it's something that a lot of people don't even think of. And everybody falls into it. I fall into it too. However, if we could just look up from our phones and out, I love it that you just mentioned like a grandparent too. So many people forget about the wisdom of those older generations.
Oh, and my gosh.
You don't need to look for a meme on TikTok from a 20-something year old that's teaching while learning. Like, ask your grandmother.
Yes, teaching while learning, Mallory. That is so important. And I feel like we live in a world right now where people are teaching as they're learning. I am somebody who is teaching parenting while I'm learning. Like, if I'm sharing my parenting models or whatever, I am learning them as I'm going. But we forget that we have grandparents and we have all of these people with wisdom. And I don't know, social media can just cloud a lot.
They don't know how to use TikTok. If they knew how to use TikTok, we would all have it figured out, okay? Because my grandpa, and the chapter that I want you to read first when you sit down to read my book is called Endangered Species. And I wrote that chapter in 30 minutes straight.
No,
the wisdom from the older generation.
Oh, I can't wait.
Did you already read that one? Did I already tell you to read it?
No, not yet. Okay. No,
so
not
read
yet.
That chapter. That's what I talk about in that chapter. And, you know, I grew up on a farm. You have a family business and you're around your family all the time. I grew up on this farm where my grandparents' home was in the center. All my cousins were around on all this land. Cool. Like, it's very compoundy, but it's, you know, it was an amazing way to grow up. And we were always pointed back to the center, pointed back to our grandparents. Every year we would sit around my grandparents and hear the same stories, watch the same slideshow presentation, how they met, when they got married, about the bank wanted them to file for bankruptcy when the hogs died and they didn't. And like all these stories, it's something that my family was always very intentional about and that I'm trying to be intentional about with my family. Because, man, if we could all just, there are people out there that know the answers. We could ask the right people, take the time to ask the right people, because it might take your grandparents a little bit longer to tell you than a 15-second meme on Instagram.
Yeah.
We could ask the right people for the answers. And if we could ask ourselves for the answers, I think a lot of people would be much happier than they are now. And,
me too. But I think that that goes back to what we were talking about before we just started the podcast, but comparison. And we live in a world with social media where you see the best of everybody's lives and you want to take parts of their lives or have parts of their lives or whatever it may be. And comparison to me is the thief of joy. Like, I fully believe that. And if we we're comparing to these imaginary lives sometimes, and not all social media is like that, because I feel like you and I, we really do try our best to share all aspects of life. And like we said, there are certain things that you just can't, you just flat out can't share. But if really, if we took the screens down and we looked behind some of these doors, I'm not sure that we would be comparing like we have been, you know?
Yeah. I agree with that. And like, you know, it's very cliche. People are always like, don't compare yourself to somebody else's highlight reel. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take that a step further. Actually, it's not even their highlight reel. Sometimes it is curated content.
Yes.
It's curated content that they have created that looks really good. That might not even be a part of their lives. And you have to remember right. that. You know, if I'm showing you me cooking cookies with the boys, sometimes it's like the real cooking of the cookies and it's the mess.
Yes.
But sometimes I cooked the dough the night before. I did my makeup fully. I put my weave
right.
in and I took a picture of me doing the cookies. So right. next time you're doing the cookies, you remember that like you saw my photo shoot of doing the cookies.
Yes.
Not my real doing the cookies.
Not the real cookies. Yes.
You have to re-remind yourself of that every single day. Because right. I think that comparison is very hard on social media, but also just looking away from it is very hard.
Right.
And I like it
right.
how you will literally delete the app on your phone some weekends.
Yes.
And you say like, no, it's no, because isn't it funny how it's so automatic? It's a very automatic.
Oh, have you ever deleted the app?
I've never deleted the app.
Okay.
Are you not afraid you're not going to be able to log back into your account? Can you tell me about how you delete the app?
So I haven't done it in a few months. But if I ever just fall off the face of the earth on Instagram, it's most likely because I've deleted the app from my phone, because I have seen something, whether it's in my kids, in my marriage, in my life, to where the balance is off.
Yeah.
And I just need to go and focus on the important things. And that's okay. And it's not, oh my gosh, like I'm in a fight with my husband or something terrible has happened. It's just, hey, I just need to go focus on my people.
Yeah.
And I'll be back. So when I do that, if I don't delete the app, it's like you said, it's an automatic flip of the thumb. You just tap and scroll and I'll
checked out of your life.
Yes. Checked out. Even if you're like sitting in the bathroom or if you're walking through to go upstairs or whatever, you just automatically click and look. So I have to delete the app so that I don't, because even if I'm not posting, I'm scrolling.
Yeah. Even if I'm not posting, I'm scrolling.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
And it's so much time. When we 50 years down the road, when we look back at our lives, if we could like be just a little bird in the sky looking down.
Oh gosh. I don't even want to. I know. I would say get
us in the backyard on our phone. Kids are playing. And it's so hard. It's so hard to look away
from. It is hard, especially when you have DMs and conversations that you want to fulfill. Like I don't have an assistant who does my messages.
I know. I understand. Yeah.
Weighs on me.
Yeah. We did this event this last weekend and someone said to me, your people are so nice. Like they got me a ticket to the closet sale. And I was like, Kristen, I was like, that was me.
That was me.
She was like, it was you. And I'm like, yes, if you're talking to someone on my social media account, it's me.
You're talking to me. Right.
Yeah.
Same. So if I have the app and if I see messages popping in or whatever, I'll just casually answer. So you just got to delete the app, take it off your home screen and you will be shocked. And even if it's only for 48 hours, like nothing's going to change. My mom always says, turn your phone off for the weekend. Everything will be there when you come back. Don't worry. If you catch yourself, if you do take it off, even just for a weekend and you catch yourself going, it will blow your mind how often you go to click it and it's not there. Yes. Mm-hmm. But yeah. And I think that that's another thing, even like with marriages and if you are dating or your kids, whatever, like knowing that stories will still be there 24 hours later. And it's just easy to get caught in like the scroll.
Yeah.
But I hate that because our lives are on Instagram. So
I know.
I always want it to be a positive thing.
It is, I think it is, as long as you keep it in balance. And that's what you're striving to do. There are certain things that we are in the middle of that we're sharing. However, I don't think that, I think that's a perfect tool and a perfect reminder to people that if things seem a little bit off, check back into your life to see what's off. And in order to do that, sometimes you just got to delete the app from your phone and go to your grandparents' house. Okay. If they are still living. So I want to end the podcast talking about two different things. I really, really love the direction that you just went in when you talked about go and serve someone And I especially like it in the current climate of social media and of a lot of people did ask the question of like, what do you think about other influencers and the certain and the way that things are? I personally believe in the good of, in all people. And I don't think any influencer is trying to dupe you. I just think they've maybe if they're promoting a product that you're like, that's a crap product. Maybe they have gotten caught up in trying to provide for their family. Maybe they don't realize the ramifications. I truly don't believe that they're out to do anything bad. I just think sometimes you get lost in the spin of things.
Yeah.
I have vowed not to do that in my social media. And it's something that you have to keep reminding yourself of when people offer to pay you a lot of money for something that you don't use. I just I understand it. But this,
so,
you know, the whole idea of the culture of the influencer, I feel like people want to hate on influencers lately. And I think there's so much good in influencers.
Me too. I think with any job, there's good and there's bad.
Yes. Yes.
And integrity is literally like one of integrity, loyalty, and honesty are truly like three character traits that that are so important to me that I hope to instill in my kids like more than anything, along with kindness, I guess. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of, you know, with this like exposing influencers thing, I think some of the exposing is good. I think exposing needs to happen in all things in life. You know, if there's bad happening, you need to bring it to light. Integrity is so important to me that I expect that of everybody else. Yeah. I expect that of my friends. If if I'm a loyal friend to you, I expect the same. And I think that gets abused, just like with anything, any job. There's good and bad, right, Mallory? Like
there is.
So I don't know. It's a hard one because I don't want to hate on influencers because I agree. They mean well
and they don't. And a lot of people are doing a really great job. There are a lot of really amazing influencers out there that like I feel true authenticity from.
Yes.
And you are one of them and always have been one of them. You know who else I really like watching that I feel true authenticity from is Dee Dee, the Dress Up Buttercup.
Oh, yeah. I love Dee Dee.
I don't really know her that well. Like we're talking DMs, she seems authentic to me. And I also think that sometimes though, like we talked about at the beginning of the podcast, toxic positivity, toxic authenticity is a thing too, because if somebody's getting on the stories every day and saying like, this is me being authentic, like if you just be authentic, if you have to tell me you're authentic, like what? But why are you going to tell me if you are being?
I know exactly what you mean. Or sometimes I feel like it's like, you know, the more you complain, the realer you are. But I don't find that to be true. Yeah. Like we can all find things to complain about, but what if we just try to find the good,
And what if I on my account shared lighter, more positive things? What if I don't want to talk about politics on here?
It's okay.
Because there are accounts that will dive into things that make them happy to talk about. But it's okay also for people to show up in different ways. And I think people can see the truth shining through in you in a million different ways. And I think you do a really amazing job of that. But I really love what you were saying while ago about service and serving. And you very much are serving through what you're doing now. But I want to circle back to the reminder that it's because you said hard no's, you said unsure yeses, you listen, you got quiet enough, you deleted the app enough to listen to the voice of God speaking to you.
Yeah.
And you have arrived to a place that a lot of people want to emulate. And I think a lot of people can emulate that are listening to this podcast. I believe, and I tell people this all the time, I believe that anybody can do exactly what I'm doing. I do. I believe people have different gifts and talents, but I believe anybody that really wants to do this can do this. One of my best friends, Sean Johnson, did the Olympics. She's like, I believe anybody can be an Olympian. I believe it's a mental.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was like,
I don't know about that, but
I think I could like do it now. I was like, Kyle, I'm going to do the gymnastics this year at the Olympics. Sean said I could do it.
Yeah, no.
I was like, well, there is an age thing. But I do believe that if you can focus your life in the right direction, it'll move in the right direction.
Absolutely.
But you have to be a person to focus, and you can't just be on cruise control, not paying attention to anything with blinders on, complaining all the time and focusing on the negative and down the rabbit holes of all the bad happening in the world. I think if you turn your face toward the sunlight, it's going to keep pouring into your life.
Yeah. And I, again, with that, the comparison thing, I'm huge on blinders. I'm huge on staying in my lane. Even when, you know, like a year ago and like, it was like giveaway craze on Instagram.
I know. We were all in the same text together where people, can we do six at one time? And we're like, no. And with people, the other thing that gets me is people are like, are these real? And I'm like, do you want to see how much money I've spent?
Yes.
Yeah, they're real.
So it's just, it's just in my life, I like to stay in my lane, whether, you know, that's on my Instagram account, whether that's with Tallulah, even at home. Like, there are things David is good at, there are things I'm good at. Stay in my lane. And with comparison, it's easy to jump out of your lane. And I feel like with Tallulah, that's been something for me, because you see a lot of girl bosses. Boss babes.
Me and Matt don't like the term girl boss. Yeah, we just wish, just take the girl off of it. We're just the boss.
Just be a boss.
Yeah,
just,
you don't have to.
Or don't even. Just start a business and run it.
Yeah. You don't have to call yourself anything. Just be Maddie.
Just be who you are. Especially in the boutique world, it was really difficult for me to see early on, like, oh, we did $15 bazillion this year in sales, and we have a 99,000 square foot warehouse, and I have 800 employees and all these things. And I feel like that's like what every woman is striving for right now, to just have this. Yes, exactly. To have this mega thing. And if we just can keep our blinders on and stay in our lane, from day one, I've done Tallulah my way. Yeah. And it's kind of a weird, like, we've done things oddly, and we have our launches, and I take pictures at my mom's house. Like, I never wanted it to be this mega business.
Yeah.
And I had to stay in my lane, and I had to focus on that and like stay true to that, when it was really easy to just compare and see people hiring a million employees and using all these influencers and marketing teams and all of that. And I was like, no, I'm going to stay in my lane, and I'm going to stay true to what I believe Tallulah is. So in your life, you will have to, you know, whatever that is, if you want to be an influencer, if you want to start a business, do it, but stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Know what that is.
Yes.
And stay true to that. Stay true to yourself and your heart and your beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very true. Buckets.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is my very last question, actually. You've talked about service a lot on this, which I really like, because it's very different than the first podcast that we did.
Yeah.
And speaking of girl boss and, like, you know, everything's about me, and like, I am the number one person in the whole universe.
Yes.
I would like to take a step back and peel back a layer, because a lot of people ask this question, which I loved that a lot of people ask this question, because I feel like they see it shining through you. How do you serve your family? How do you be a servant in your home?
Oh gosh, I hope David's not listening.
Just same. I just looked out the window to make sure the person that I'm going to have to serve, if he hears this, sitting in my house. Right now.
Okay. But
I really believe that there's a way to find the instances in your life where you put yourself second that can be so life-giving.
Are you a love language person?
Yes. My love language, I think, is gifts.
Are you serious? That's an easy one. That's good.
It's a terrible one. It's like diamond. A materialist. This is probably like quality time or affirmation words.
Mine's words of affirmation. Of course. But it's so funny. It's words of affirmation from David. No. But not anybody else. Anybody else can give me words of affirmation and it means nothing. Yeah. But like, David gives me words of affirmation. I'm like, love you so much.
Yeah.
words of affirmation are big to us. And David and I did it early on when we were dating. And I feel like mine have kind of changed. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like maybe now mine are acts of service a little bit.
Yeah.
But learning my kids' love languages has been cool. Easton's is 100%, 1,000,000% quality time.
Quality time. I think that's words too.
And I can see it in him, like when we haven't had that quality time. And either, you know, he's asking for David more than he's asking for me, or he wants to go see Allie and Papa, my parents. Mm-hmm. And I can just kind of tell, like, he's like, Mom, you haven't really given me that quality time that I need. So serving him is giving him quality time and putting away the work or whatever. Noah's love language is physical touch.
I could see that just in your story. She's always all up on you.
Yeah. She just loves to be snuggled. So for her, it's like just making sure that I know she feels loved and snuggled and stuff like that. But David's is literally acts of service. And that's a hard one for me because I'm not like a Betty Homemaker. Mm-hmm. And I know you are. Like, David would love you cooking chili.
I don't think Kyle's is acts of service. I think his is quality time. And I'm just kind of like,
physical touch.
I ain't got the time. No, actually, yes. His probably number one is physical touch.
Same. And that too, I'm like, I ain't got the time.
I love it.
But for David, I struggle with acts of service. It's really hard for me. So I've had to learn to like give him a head rub or take the time to like order the right groceries so that I can cook something or, you know, just little things. It's really hard for me though to do acts of service. I don't know why, because I'm such a server. Like, I have such a servant's heart, but it's difficult for me to like find those little acts of service. Literally sometimes I'll Google acts of service.
That I love that though, because that is an example to people listening of something that is challenging to you that a lot of people will be like, this is hard for me. I'm going to go to his second love language.
Yes. And sometimes I do that. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm definitely like not filling his cup right now. Yes. So I need to go and let me go Google some acts of service real quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to Google things.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to Google things to do for your husband.
Yes.
I do. I love that though, Maddie, because it just takes you out of that focus of self. And especially if it's a challenge to meet someone's love language, it's even more of a gift to give. Mm-hmm. And I believe that you receive it back tenfold in your marriage and in your family. But I do believe in the culture of me. We forget about us. We forget about him. We forget about them. And you're such a beautiful reminder. And I hope to be too, that
you are
family. And spending time with your family and quality time and learning how to serve people outside of yourself, especially the ones in your own home, is a really beautiful thing. Community is amazing. And every single social justice thing that everybody's been on, I think is so amazing. And the light that's been shined is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. But I also think we can't forget about the light we need to shine in our own homes.
Yes.
That community.
What's that quote that says, was the Mother Teresa quote, the best job in your life you can do is love the people in your home or something like that. Most important job. Yeah.
That's a good one. And Jackie
and Kennedy, I fully believe that.
Like, if you fail at raising your children, you failed at everything or something like
that. Yes. That's the most important thing.
So important. That's such a perfect note to end this on. So when you get off of this podcast, you know, think of the people around you that you can serve that Maddie's reminded us today. And
Google it if you can't figure it out.
Ask Google how. Lord, I don't know what'll come up on Google when you type that in.
I know.
But, you know, serve the and your children. And it doesn't have to be some elaborate act of service. It doesn't have to be the balloon archway that you see Maddie and I do sometimes. That's part of what we do because, like, aesthetic is
it
looks good in the squares.
But it's one of my love languages.
The balloon arches are Maddie's love.
Yeah.
Parties are one of my love languages, 100%. Yes. COVID really messed me up in that. So I'm glad we're running again. Yeah. I think that you have served me today and so many listeners, just like you did with the first one. And I'm very grateful for your friendship and that you came on and shared this today. That is a beautiful act of service that you've had to spend time that you probably didn't have to do. So thank you.
Thanks for joining us on Living Fully with Mallory Irvin. And remember to subscribe so you don't miss a single minute of encouragement and inspiration to live your best life. Want more? Join us on MalloryIrvin.com so we can connect with you on Instagram and YouTube. Start living your life now. You've only got one. We'll see you next time.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.